Is it the sense? Is a sign of loving birds, whom Allah loves. The blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines. Is it the sense?
This has been stated about Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he became a mufti at the age of 15. Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not a very rich person. In fact, he was very, very poor. He said that he could not even afford to buy the appropriate parchment for his time, that he would write things on dead skin. He says, I complained to my teacher, Hazrat Waqir, about the imperfection in my memory, and that my teacher told me that I should leave sins, I should refrain from sins. And then he advised me, he says that for indeed knowledge is light, and the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be gifted to a person who is disobedient to a sinner. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabijallah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, I am excited to be welcoming you back to another episode in which we tour this blessed city of Cairo and visit the great and the blessed shrines of many of the awliya Allah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we have visited the great Sahaba Kiram, like that of Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Lays ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. MashaAllah, we have visited many places. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, in this city of Cairo, there are many shrines, my dear viewers. And inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal, today we shall be visiting another. Let's first listen to a virtue of sending salawat upon the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, Man salla alayya salatan wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashran. That individual who recites one salat upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall shower 10 blessings upon him. وَمَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيَّ عَشْرًا, that individual who recites 10 salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi mi'ah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall shower 100 blessings upon him. And he who recites 100 salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then sallallahu alayhi alfa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall shower 1,000 blessings upon him. And that person who recites 1,000 salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that that person who recited 1,000 durood sharif upon me, upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he shall be shoulder to shoulder with me, ala babil jannah, at the gates of paradise. Undoubtedly, there are many virtues in sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, today we are going to visit the blessed shrine of such an individual who recited many salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who did much zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much so that the people even began to call him crazy. Yes, my dear viewers, he was an Egyptian. He traveled far and wide. And who was this person? Who was this individual? This is none other than Hazrat Zunnun Misri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Many of us have heard of Hazrat Zunnun Misri. His real name was Hazrat Thawban ibn Ibrahim. Tasawwuf He introduced it to the people of Egypt. Hazrat Zunnun Misri radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a person who, at first, he was hated by the people, by the Egyptians. Yes, he was hated. So much so that he was outcasted. You know, they had imprisoned him in a way. But then he rose. And this is the sign of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a true sign of the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then he rose and he turned out to be loved. And Hazrat Zunnun Misri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would perform so much of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would have so much love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you have true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you back, then all the people love you. Even the animals love you. And all the fish in the sea love you. And really, when we learn about their life, we shall hear how much the fish in the sea loved Hazrat Zunnun Misri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May be with us, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we are in Cairo, in Egypt at the moment, and inshallah, very close to us, alhamdulillah, we are passing through a small village. And inshallah, if you do follow me, if you do continue to watch Madinah channel, then we shall go to the grand shrine of the great Hazrat Thauban ibn Ibrahim Zunnun Misri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Such a remarkable person, alhamdulillah, I feel so blessed to be at such a place. I also pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants all our viewers the ability to come and visit such shrines, because visiting such shrines, my dear viewers, it entails the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much reward for visiting the shrines. And we also pray that we are able to visit the greatest of shrines. We are able to visit the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, each and every single year, inshallah. Stick with us. Let's move inside, inshallah, and visit the blessed shrine of Hazrat Zunnun Misri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Alhamdulillah, we have come to the Masjid of Hazrat Zunnun Misri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The shrine is not far from here, my dear viewers. Inshallah, very soon we shall go there. But first, to give an introduction in regards to who this great individual was, this great mutasawwif, a person who was of such a great caliber, especially in spirituality, my dear viewers of Madinah channel, and in terms of rank, he was from the Taba Tabi'een. He was born in the year 180 years after the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So undoubtedly, he was from the earlier generations, the generations about whom the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قُرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, that the best of generations was my generation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, and then those who followed and those who followed. Meaning, the best of generations are the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best after the prophets, the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And then the tabi'un are the greatest after the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, followed by those who witnessed, those who saw the tabi'un. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Zunnun Misri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his actual name, Hazrat Imam Qushayri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he tells us that his actual name was Thauban ibn Ibrahim. Zunnun is a title he was given. His real name was Thauban ibn Ibrahim. He was also given another title, which was Abu Faid. Now, why was he known as Zunnun Misri? Firstly, the word Misri comes from the word Misr. Misr means Egypt. Alhamdulillah, we are in Egypt. They were born in Egypt and they had passed away in Egypt, and this is why they are known as Mystery the Egyptian. They are known as the Egyptian. Dhun-Nun Misri. Dhun-Nun the Egyptian. Dhun-Nun is the person of the fish. How did they were given this name? There's a famous story, subhanAllah, a beautiful one. It's mentioned that they were once traveling. They were traveling on a ship. And this ship had many merchants on it. There were many merchants who were traveling from one place to the other. And Hazrat Dhun-Nun Misri radhiyallahu anhu, he came at the end. What happened? From amongst the merchants on the ship, there was one who possessed a jewel. And he had lost his jewel. So what did he do? He complained to the shipmaster and the people in charge. And then they began to search everybody. They searched everyone, trying to see where this jewel has gone. Or maybe somebody has stolen the jewel. So then they searched everybody, but they couldn't find the jewel. Then they thought to themselves that it must have been this person. They didn't know who it was. Thawban ibn Ibrahim, they thought it must be this individual who has stolen this jewel. And they began to accuse him, Allahu Akbar, of stealing this jewel. So then Hazrat Thawban radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, Ya Allah, you know I am innocent. Ya Allah, save me from this. He turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He pleads in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said that then the fishes, they rose from the sea, meaning they placed their head outside of the ocean. Not one fish, not two, not five, not ten, but possibly thousands of fishes. And each and every single one of them, each and every single one of these fish, they had a jewel in their mouth. These fish had a jewel in their mouth, ready to give it to Hazrat Dhun-Nun Misri radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And it said that Hazrat Dhun-Nun Misri radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he had then taken one jewel from a fish, he gave it to them, and then he left them. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, this individual, he's no ordinary person. Hazrat Imam Qushayri radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu says about him that he possesses four great characteristics. What are these characteristics? Let's inshallah we'll make our way closer and then we shall find out. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
To visit the sense, to visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine,
Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, viewers of Madani Channel, I am currently at the blessed feet of this noble individual, the great Thawban ibn Ibrahim, the great Hazrat Dhun-Nun Misri radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now Hazrat Dhun-Nun Misri radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Qushayri radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu says about him that he was a person of four characteristics, meaning he possessed four integral, very, very important characteristics. What were these four characteristics? One was ilm, he was a person of knowledge. And this is very, very important, because some people think that such and such person, he is a person who is a Sufi. You know, he's a person who is a Sufi in that area. And he doesn't have much knowledge, but he has arrived there. He doesn't need to do any action. My dear viewers, this is ignorance. There is no individual who is a great mutasawwif, who has reached a high rank in spirituality, except that he must have knowledge. As it has been stated, that every wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a alim al-deen, he is a scholar. He is a scholar, my dear viewers. But not every scholar is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one person, he approached Hazrat Dhun-Nun Misri radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says to him, he says that, oh Shaykh, how is it that you changed? How is it that you changed? And Hazrat Zunnu Misri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he replies, he says that if I was to tell you, you wouldn't be able to understand this. He says, tell me. He says, I was traveling from old Egypt, from the old city, to another village. And I passed by the desert. Whilst I was traveling, whilst I was passing through the desert, I sat to rest. And I took a nap, I went to sleep. And when I awoke, I saw that a bird had fallen. And the state of this bird was that this bird was blind. Allahu Akbar, this bird has fallen and this bird was blind. And he says, and then suddenly the earth opened up. The earth opened up, and next to this bird, two bowls came out of the earth. One bowl was gold, the other was silver. One bowl was full of food, the other full of water. And this bird was able to feed itself. And then I thought to myself that, subhanAllah, this is a bird which is blind, which is injured. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sustainer. He gives us food. He's even provided for a bird. And Hazrat Zunnu Misri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he immediately repents. He immediately repents, and he views upon the channel. And then he says, I repented and I waited until my repentance was accepted. When I was certain that my repentance had been accepted, only then did I move on. And his entire life changed. SubhanAllah, this is a beautiful lesson for us. What is this lesson? For us to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. For us to really understand this, one thing is knowing, yes, Allah ta'ala provides. One is really allowing this to settle deep within your heart, that I do not need to worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sustainer. He will grant us our sustenance. We do not need to turn to haram means. My dear viewers, inshallah, some people think and some people ask this question, that if I was to leave what I am doing, yes, it's haram, but if I was to stop, then how would I get money? How would I be able to earn a living for me, for my family? The question for those people is, tell me, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing for you, yes it is, you do believe this, don't you? That it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you whatever you have. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to you, although you are disobeying Him, although you are performing sins, then how will He not give to you when you obey Him and you earn a halal income? صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. سبحان الله. Right now we have come right next to the great noble shrine of Hazrat Zunnu Misri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear viewers of Madani channel, when Hazrat Zunnu Misri radiallahu ta'ala anhu had changed, when he had come towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything changed for him, subhanAllah, everything. Even his difficulties, yes, they increased. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does tell us that He sends difficulties amongst the people. But it is to test the people, my dear viewers. And the people who are the ulama, the greatest of people, they are given the most difficult of tests. Now, Hazrat Zunnu Misri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he began to do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He became a spiritual person, so much so, my dear viewers, that the people, they began to call him Majnoon. The people began to call him crazy. They said that this person is crazy. and I was mentioning the four great characteristics of Hazrat Zunnun Misri radhiyallahu anhu, which Hazrat Imam Qushayri radhiyallahu anhu mentions. He says that the first is the ilm, knowledge. The second is piety. The third is the tasawwuf. And the fourth is that Hazrat Zunnun Misri radhiyallahu anhu, he possessed adab. Yes, possessing adab, possessing respect is extremely important. And he would do so much of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that people would call him majnoon. And really there's a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, you should continue to do the zikr. Do so much zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that people call you crazy. And subhanallah, yes, there's a Zunnun Misri radhiyallahu ta'ala who people said a lot of things about him. One was that he's lost him, mazallah. That he's gone crazy, mazallah. And some went so far, the people of Egypt, they went so far as to exclude him from Islam. And they said that this person, he's a heretic, that he's totally lost it. Allahu Akbar. And they said that what they did was they chained him, they shackled him. And they took him to Mutawakkil. Mutawakkil was a Khalifa in Baghdad. They took him to Baghdad in shackles and chains. And then he was imprisoned in Baghdad for 40 days. And for 40 days he did not eat any food, nor did he drink anything. And he said that after 40 days of being subjected to such a cruel imprisonment, Hazrat Zunnun Misri radhiyallahu anhu, he was then summoned by Mutawakkil, the leader in Baghdad. When a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he suffers such difficulty, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his mercy and his blessings upon that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his divine compassion upon that person, my dear viewers, and he's bestowed with such miracles which are beyond a person's understanding, beyond a person's imagination. And Hazrat Zunnun Misri radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu was then brought before them, and he said that others were also brought. And Hazrat Imam Zunnun Misri radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when it was his turn, and the leader asked him to present his case, then he gave such a moving speech. Allahu Akbar. The leaders themselves, the people of the court, Mutawakkil himself, was moved to tears. He was moved to tears. He said, this person is not a heretic. He said, this person is not crazy, but rather this person is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He removes the chains, the shackles he is in, and he, Hazrat Zunnun Misri radhiyallahu anhu, is then sent back, and he said that whenever his name is mentioned in front of Mutawakkil, the leader, then Mutawakkil remembers that moving speech, and he lowers his head in respect for Hazrat Zunnun Misri radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Zunnun Misri radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu had gone through many difficulties, but then he had attained such a great rank. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, we are currently at the blessed feet of Hazrat Zunnun Misri radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, at the blessed shrine of Hazrat Zunnun Misri radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And dear viewers of Madani Shah, Hazrat Zunnun Misri radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, there are so many lessons to be learned. His actions, he even had disciples, my dear viewers. He said that once Hazrat Zunnun Misri radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was travelling on a boat and he had his disciples with him. He would teach his disciples, those disciples who were with him on the boat, he would be teaching those. And once, as they were on the boat, there was another ship, another boat, which was passing by. On this ship, knowledge of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being taught. On that ship, the people were dancing, they were listening to music, and when the disciples, when they saw this, they said to their teacher, to their sheikh, they say to him, that, oh sheikh, do dua. Do dua that these people are destroyed. Look what they are doing, O Zunnun. تَتَزُنُّ مِصْرِي رَضَى عَنْهُ. He says, let's raise our hands. Let's do dua. And then they do dua. تَتَزُنُّ مِصْرِي رَضَى عَنْهُ. He raises his hands. He says, Ya Allah, keep them happy in this world and also keep them happy in the Akhirah. The disciples, they are listening to the Zunnun Misri, they are looking at him and they are thinking, what have we asked and what is it you have said? So they ask him, that, you know, we asked you to pray against them and you are praying for them? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Zunnun Misri radhiyallahu anhu, he replies, he says, I am the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does never curse. He never curses the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, this was the Zunnun Misri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it's mentioned that later during the month of Sha'ban, the 26th of Sha'ban, Hazrat Thawban ibn Ibrahim, in the year 246, Hazrat Thawban ibn Ibrahim Zunnun Misri radiallahu ta'ala anhu had passed away. When he had passed away the night before, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam came into the dreams of over 70 awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these awliya Allah, they said, you know, what is it? What is the reason that, you know, how is it we are deserving of such? And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replies that we have come to welcome the soul of Zunnun Misri. And it said that when Hazrat Zunnun Misri radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu had passed away, then it was written on his forehead in green that this person is the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah, so many of us wish, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the awliya kamileen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the great awliya. And we talk about the great awliya. This person, Allahu Akbar, it was written on their forehead that this person is from the awliya Allah. My dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, this is Hazrat Zunnun Misri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Alhamdulillah, we are here at their blessed shrine, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we shall also do dua. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
To visit the sense, to visit the sense, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.